Lift Him Up, January 17. Jesus keeps His first Passover. Now His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when He was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Joseph and Mary went up to Jerusalem every year to the feast of the Passover, according to the requirements of the Jewish law. Christ's childhood days were ended. He had entered upon the period of youth. Joseph and Mary, as was their custom, prepared to take their long journey to Jerusalem. They took Jesus with them. They went in company with many others who were on their way to Jerusalem to observe this solemn festival. It is impossible for human minds to understand the meditations of the Son of God as He looked with interest upon the temple for the first time. As He walked its courts, and His eyes discerned the work of the ministering priest, the altar with its bleeding victim, the holy incense arising to God, and the mysteries of the Holy of Holies behind the veil, and comprehended the reality which these ceremonies prefigured. What thoughts were awakened within His breast we cannot conjecture. Christ Himself was the key to unlock all these sacred mysteries which were indefinitely understood by Joseph and Mary. These were all instituted to represent Christ and were fulfilled in His death. The Passover was a name given to this ceremony in commemoration of the wonderful event of the Hebrews leaving Egypt. The night they left Egypt, the destroying angel entered every house and slew from the firstborn of the king upon his throne, down to the firstborn of the lowest slave. The Lord gave special directions to the Hebrews that when the destroying angel should go forth upon his errand of death, the blood upon the post of the door should be to them a sign that those who were within the house were the worshippers of the true God. The angel of death passed over the houses thus designated. Upon that eventful night, the Hebrews were directed to be prepared for their journey. According to the directions given them of God, they were all prepared for their journey, ready for the word of command to go forth from Egypt. While the institution of the Passover was pointing backward to the miraculous deliverance of the Hebrews, it likewise pointed forward, showing the death of the Son of God before it transpired. In the last Passover, our Lord observed with His disciples, He instituted the Lord's Supper in place of the Passover, to be observed in memory of His death. No longer had they need of the Passover, for He, the great antitypical Lamb, was ready to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Type met antitype in the death of Christ.